for that sort of a sinner's prayer type thing. You know, he's saved and now he's saved forever. And a little story, I went to most of my classroom and I think I had 14 or 15 students that year, and they were 15 or 16 students, and they were all in my classroom, and I didn't know how many Hindus and how many Muslims there were, because at the end of the year we'd always give the Hindu children Bangla Bible story books in Bangla, but it was a Hindu version of Bangla, and we'd give the Muslims the same Bible story book in a Muslim version of Bangla, a little different wording. And I knew what all my students were, Hindus and Muslims, except for one little girl. I didn't know for sure. So I asked her one time after, there's kind of a quiet spot in class when everybody's writing. I just asked her, I said, like, Labani, are you a Hindu or are you a Muslim? In Bangla, of course. We're English. I'm an English teacher, but they haven't got that far. They're pretty primitive in their English. Anyway, and she says, oh, she's a Hindu. I was like, okay, thank you. And I kept on with the class. And a little bit later, she raised her hand. She's actually, Aaron, sir, I'm a Christian. And then pretty soon everybody else in the class raised their hand and said, we're all Christians too. You know, we love you and we're Christians just like you. And I told them, oh, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Let's keep on with our lesson. Because they had no idea what it meant to say those words. And I think God heard them. I think he really did, but they're not. They don't know the first thing about Jesus, other than what they saw in me, and the other team members there. And I think our job is to teach them what it means to be a Christian. It means to forgive. It means to, and I think that's our goal. You know, to get them to say I'm a Christian and walk away, you did nothing. That's something to keep in mind. I think that's very true for here in America as well. You know, you can go pass out tracts in San Diego or wherever you pass out tracts, and you know, there's, if somebody's had a little bit to drink, you can find the Lord multiple times in a day. And but that's not what we're doing. We're going beyond that. What does it mean to be a Christian? And if you're going to teach about Jesus, tell them stories. Stories are just, that's how you reach people. That's how Jesus taught, story after story. He's the assistant head sir of the largest school there in my village. There's about 2,000 students there. And he's a good friend of mine. And he's a Hindu. And I don't know if he'll find the Lord or not. I had really high hopes for him, but I don't know. I think he maybe chose not to, because choosing Jesus would cost him everything he's built up in his life. But he told me one day, he's like, I told him many, many, many stories, but he told me one day I was sitting at his little store there, and he's like, Aaron, could you tell me a story that'll help me with my lying? Because I lie, and I don't want to lie, but I can't stop lying. Is there a story that you know that you could tell me to help me with my lying? And I forget what story I told him, but I told him a story, a Jesus story, a story, and I think truth is easy to see and easy to digest if you give it with stories. Now I want to, and that's showing Jesus in broader terms, but how I want us to think about showing Jesus is in three ways, four ways. Jesus is an empowerer, he's a healer, he's a forgiver, and he's faithful. He's a faithful lover. And why I chose these things is because these are things that their gods can't do. They understand all powerful, they understand mighty, they understand holy, they understand that very well. A Muslim knows that Allah is just and very much. And but their gods don't care. If you fail as a Muslim, or if you fail as a Hindu, Krishna or Allah, they don't care. You just fell. You were weak. It's kind of good riddance to bad rubbish in a lot of ways. Our God isn't like that. Our God picks us up. Our God goes and he seeks the lost sheep on the mountainside. That's our God. And that's a brand new concept. And it's a beautiful concept for them.